Because the president and his staff set NASA's agenda, the White House has historically had great influence over the nation's space efforts.
This is Innovation Now.
With the Soviet launch of Sputnik in 1957, the space race was on. A few months later, President Dwight D. Eisenhower signed the National Aeronautics and Space Act of 1958, establishing NASA. The new agency absorbed the National Advisory Committee for Aeronautics that had been founded under President Woodrow Wilson. But it was President John F. Kennedy who began the dramatic expansion of the U.S. space program when he committed the nation to the ambitious goal of landing a man on the moon by the end of the decade. Richard M. Nixon was in the White House when astronauts Armstrong and Aldrin walked on the moon. And President Jimmy Carter wrote these inspiring words engraved on Voyager's golden record. "We cast this message into the cosmos. We hope someday, having solved the problems we face, to join a community of galactic civilizations. Today, we recognize our presidents, past and present, for their commitment to make us a spacefaring nation." For Innovation Now, I'm Jennifer Pulley.
Innovation Now is produced by the National Institute of Aerospace through collaboration with NASA and is distributed by WHRV.